Hi, everyone. You happen to be tuned in coincidentally right at the beginning of The Good Stuff. This is Kim and Mike Burge from the Heart City.
Reminding you, the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale is the main event this weekend. They start with the trade show opening up at 1 o'clock, coming up on the 17th. And then on the 18th, also, 6 a.m. will be a Range Riders Museum breakfast, a full day of events on Saturday, and they wrap things up with the trade show, horse races, and the rodeo grand entry starts at 12:45. The Match Bronc Ride Calcutta, all of that for the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale coming up this weekend. And don't miss the Josh Turner concert on May 16th at the Mile City Montana Bucking Horse Sale.
All coming up quickly. Hey, did you hear that? No? Well, that is the sound of opportunity. It's like a steer in the night. It's elusive, but it's there. Tri-State Livestock News, the Rancher's Bible, converting every facet of agriculture every week. It's what ranchers read. They're the bridge between the buyers and sellers day in and day out. TriStateLivestockNews.com.
Couple of weeks away now from the Niobrara River races and fun activities with fun and games and prizes, entertainment coming up right here in the Valentine, Nebraska area. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit valentine.com. Check out 50 things to do this summer. International Dark Skies and home of the Nebraska Star Party and the first in the Northern Hemisphere for our Quiet Trails International designation. Yep. All right here, Cherry County, Nebraska, and you can check it out. Visit valentine.com. On a previous program, I had read a few things that you don't hear anymore that were sent in by Tony Bullitt a while back. And this is a couple more of those. Be sure to pull the windows down when you leave. It looks like it might rain. And bring in the clothes on the line, too.
Oh, wow. Yes, indeed.
Don't forget to wind the clock before you go to bed.
Yep.
Don't hear these things anymore.
No.
Why can't you remember to roll up your pants legs? Getting them caught in the bicycle chain so many times is tearing them up. One more of those. You have torn the knees out of that pair of pants so many times, there's nothing left to put a patch on.
Now they don't.
Now there are no knees.
They come with no knees, so you don't have to worry about patching them at all.
What do you have to share today, Kim?
Do you think I should finish up with Bill Gates, the high school speech that he gave?
That was interesting.
Okay. He actually had 11 rules, and I went through three of them. Here's number four. If you think your teacher is tough, wait until you get a boss. Hey, folks. This is just serious. Rule five, flipping burgers is not beneath your dignity. Your grandparents had a different word for burger flipping. They called it opportunity. Rule six, if you mess up, it's not your parents' fault. So don't whine about your mistakes. Learn from them. Rule seven by Bill Gates, before you were born, your parents weren't as boring as they are now. They got that way from paying your bills, cleaning your clothes, and listening to you talk about how cool you thought you were. So before you save the rainforest from the parasites or your parents' generation, try delousing the closet in your own room. Rule number eight, of course, your school may have done away with winners and losers, but life has not. In some schools, they have abolished failing grades, and they'll give you as many times as you want to get the right answer. This doesn't bear the slightest resemblance to anything in real life. Rule number nine, life is not divided by semesters. Oh, we all learn that one, don't we? You don't get summers off, and very few employers are interested in helping you find yourself. Do that on your own time. Indeed, that's what we all have to do. Rule 10, television is not real life. In real life, people actually have to leave the coffee shop and go to their jobs. And the last one that was rule number 11 for Bill Gates, be nice to nerds. Chances are you're going to end up working for one.
Oh, yeah, that's certainly proved true, didn't it?
Yeah, if you can read this, thank a teacher. If you can read this in English, thank a soldier. And for life and everything else you have, thank God.
There you go. Well, maybe I'll end up a couple of Tony Bullitt things you don't hear anymore on today's program. So don't you go outside with your good school clothes on. You don't hear that. Hang up your Sunday school clothes. You know you need to pass them down to your brother in good condition.
Oh, man.
Just a few things that Tony Bullitt said in and things you don't hear anymore. Stay tuned, and we'll get more of those on a future program. Thanks for spending part of your day with The Good Stuff.